UWA-517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody at above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Merge 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Did we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
County dispatch. Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls.
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to the show. How are you all this week? I'm Nick Hunter and this is the UFO Chronicles podcast. This episode we are in Colorado to meet Laura. And Laura is a lifelong abductee and has experienced several paranormal events which she will be sharing with us tonight. Laura is up next. But first, if you enjoy the show and you would like to help support the podcast on Patreon, you can do this for as little as $1 a month. Head on over to patreon.com/UFO Chronicles podcast. You can also find a link in the description of this episode. Any help is very much appreciated. Now, on with the show. Welcome, Laura, to the podcast.
Hello, Nick.
Great to have you join us today, and you're calling from the state of Colorado.
Yes, Colorado Springs. I just moved here like 2 years ago. So.
And you like it?
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Nice fresh air and countryside.
Oh, yeah. I live right by the mountains. I'm right down the street from Pikes Peak.
Beautiful scenery.
Yeah. Mountains everywhere.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Now, Laura, you have some strange encounters to share with us. Would you like to start at the beginning, please, ma'am?
Okay. The beginning, I have to take you back to before I was born, which every time I tell this to anybody, they're floored. But before I was born, okay, I don't know exactly where I was at, but it was a very bright place. And I'm guessing, I want to say it was heaven, but I don't know if it was heaven. Thinking that I was like a source of light, because they say, you know, God is a source of light, right? And I was in this place. I never saw anybody. I never physically saw anyone. I heard voices talking to me, and it was always the same thing. They would say, you have to go down to the earth and experience the earth. And that my response right away was, no, I don't want to go down there. I'm not interested. I don't care about the earth. I don't care about people. I don't care about anything about this planet. And the voices that I heard they came at me and they kept saying the same thing to me every time. Finally, they decided whatever, I don't know what they were. I don't know what I was. They decided to bring me down here anyway. So I came down here against my will. I did not want to come down here. I was not interested at all. The next thing that I know is I'm coming down to the earth with this light source that was next to me. We're flying down to the earth. I don't remember going through space. I don't remember how we even really got down here. We flew so quick. So anyway, we came down here and we were in the sky, like hiding behind a cloud. And then when we came down and the cloud parted and I saw land, I was born in Chicago. I saw the city and they were telling me that it was Earth. I have no idea who I was with. It was just this light source. It was like a yellow light next to me is all I saw. And we're looking down. We were up pretty high. And this light source tells me I'm looking at a couple. It was actually three. It was my mom, my dad, and my aunt, Johnny. This light source told me, that's your mother and your father right there. Anyway, they were on the corner, and my Aunt Johnny there was a car there, and she was leaving. My Aunt Johnny verified this for me like 40 years later. She told me, she said she waited and waited for me to be born. And she told my parents, after I leave, I know you're going to have your baby. And she was right. As soon as she left, she said, my mom, they went to the hospital and I was born, but I didn't tell her about, all this. My Aunt Johnny, I should have told her, but I didn't. Anyway, it gets better. And when my mom went into labor, I recall being born. But before I was born, we were in the room when, this is when she went into labor, and we were like up by the ceiling. Whoever this light source was, put me in my mom's body before I was born. Don't ask me how that works, but, and then after I was placed in her stomach, then I felt a physical body. I felt I had a physical body. And all of a sudden I started hearing sounds because everything was quiet. And then I started hearing this muffling. I just heard small sounds. I don't know how long it took. After I was born, my mom verified this for me later on as I got older because I told her I remember being born. And this was in the early 80s. And I asked her about it like three times. I said, Mom, I remember being born. I'll prove it to you. And she just said, okay, or something, and listened to me. I said, you had a man doctor, right? And she said, yes. And I said, didn't he have he had black pants on and a white shirt. And I said, didn't he have his shirt rolled up to his elbows, his sleeves rolled up to his elbows? And she said, yes, he did. And I said, and he almost dropped me when I was born, didn't he? And she said, yeah, how did you know that? Because I remember him almost dropped me right on my head. So he had me on his left arm, didn't he? And I almost slid off his left arm. And she's like, I don't know. She's like, how did you know that? And I said, because I remember everything. I said, I remember. And she was flabbergasted. I mean, she couldn't deny it because I described everything to her. So, and she was always good for not believing anything that we would tell her. So she was a non-believer. So that wasn't good. So after that event, this all started when I was a baby, okay, with the aliens. I don't know if my mom or my dad had anything happen to them. I'm guessing my father, because he was from Puerto Rico, and UFOs are all over Puerto Rico. So I'm guessing, and he saw a UFO too when he was at work one time. I'm guessing that maybe it came from him, started with him. I don't know. But after I recall being born, the next thing I remember is laying in my crib. This is a baby. I don't know how old I was. My daughter always asked me. I said, I don't know, 7 months old, 8 months old. And I told my daughter, I said, I remember an alien standing next to my crib when I was a baby. And this thing, I've only seen two with hair. And this one had teeth. It had sharp teeth. This thing was on the right-hand side. It was all dressed in white. It had white hair, and its head was shaped like a rectangle. I kid you not. It was just shaped straight down. I don't remember it even having a neck. It had like a white cloak then it was wearing, and it looked evil to me. This thing was standing there, I don't know for how long, And I'm looking at it, I'm studying it, and it reminded me of this character on The Muppet Show. I don't know if the character was a doctor or what this character was. It reminded me of that character. But anyway, it was standing there, and it's staring at me, and it said, oh, she's too little. I'm too young right now. It said something like that. She's too little. She's too young. We'll have to come back in 2 years. After that, I didn't see him for 2 years. And then this is still in Chicago. We only lived in Chicago for 2 years. Me, my brother, and my other sister, we all slept in the same room. And I remember seeing lights in our windows. I used to see lights at night, bright lights. When they came back for me, they came back quite often. I would say, I want to say 3 times a week. Could have been 4. When the alien came back, be standing there. This is a big alien too. These ones were big, 7-8 feet tall. Could have been a little taller. But this alien that came back for me was different. It wasn't like the first one I saw at my crib. It was big. It had the white cloak. They always looked really white to me. They never looked gray, green, or anything. Just complete like white crayon. These are the ones I've seen all my life. They always look white. So this thing, I don't know if he told me to get up, get out of bed, or I would get out of bed, and it would always be on my right-hand side, and I was on the left, and he wanted me to hold his hand. This is the only time that I felt their hands, and it was a bony. They had three fingers and a thumb. So he's like, oh, hold my hand. And then I asked him, I said, who are you? And he said, oh, I'm your mommy. And I was like, you're my mommy? Like, you don't look like my mommy. I'm like, if I physically said it to him, if I said it in my mind, I might have been thinking it. This thing, it would always tell me that he was my mom. But and then the next thing, when we're standing there, I had the sense that we were going to go through the wall and the window, because I knew we were going to go through it. I don't know how. So the next thing that I'm recalling is that I'm in this room. It's always the same room, and I am in a circle with about 10 other children. We're all in this circle, and we're all playing with toys, and they're watching us. And they would come in the room, usually like one at a time. They would come in all nonchalantic. They were not doing anything, and there would be some children that were crying, and I was not one of them that was crying. I was sitting there, and I was alert, and I was looking at these things, and I was pretending like I was playing with my toy, but I wasn't playing with the toy. I was watching them. I had my eye on them the whole time because I didn't know who they were or what they were or what they were doing or where I was at. I'm guessing they were, you know, most likely studying us. I don't know why would they want to study a two-year-old. You know, I don't understand that. I remember because it happened more than, like I said, maybe 3 times a week. But they never took my brother or my sister because they were in the room too, bedroom too. I was like, why aren't they taking them? Why are they coming after me? I don't understand it. And I don't believe, I've never signed a contract with any of these aliens either. I don't believe in that. When people say they signed a contract, I'm like, no. You didn't sign no contract. Aliens do not sit down with you and have you sign papers. They don't do that. So after this happened, we moved from Chicago to Cleveland, Ohio, after 2 years. So that's when all this other stuff started happening, was when we moved in Cleveland, Ohio. And I have to add that as I got a little bit older, from the age of about 2 to 6, I don't know why, I never told my parents about the aliens either. I never told them. And when, about the age of 2 to 6, I always felt a presence around me, like something was around me for at least 4 years. I don't know what it was, but there was a presence around me. I felt it all the time till about the age of 6. So something was around me. I don't know what it was. Oh, my brother, he told me that I was the only, I'm going to come from a family of 5 children. He told me that I am the only one in the family that had an imaginary friend. And when he said that, I forgot all about it. But this imaginary friend that I saw, I told my baby sister, I said, this was not, it was like a black big black, what it was, a spirit, evil spirit. I would be sitting at my table sometimes like playing, and then this thing would just appear, this big black thing. I don't remember having conversations with it, but I told Gail, I said, that was my imaginary friend. It was this big black glob thing. Because I think I didn't understand. I didn't know what I was seeing. I didn't know what I was looking at. I didn't know what it was. This imaginary friend I had for a while, too. I don't know how many years. Oh, the next thing I should tell you is, I don't know if this has anything to do with what happened to me, but my mom would, she was into the Ouija board. And she did the Ouija board. She made me, my older brother, and my older sister do the Ouija. We did the Ouija board, I think I was 11. We do the Ouija board faithfully every Saturday. She was into this. She wouldn't do it, though. She would stand there, ask it questions, and make us do it. And we did it, oh, my God, like I said, for like 6-7 years. And she would ask it all kinds of personal questions about herself and her marriage and her family. And I don't know if this has anything to do with what happened with me, but what happened with me was going on before we even did the Ouija board. But my baby sister said that the Ouija board might have added to what was happening with me. So I don't know. I don't know why she was into the Ouija board so much, but that was not good. And then we stopped doing it after we found out that she was talking to ghosts, because she told us there's no such thing as ghosts. She lied to us. And then after we found out, we said, no, we're not doing this anymore. You do it. We told her to do it, and she wouldn't do it. It's like, oh, you won't do it, but you make us do it. No, we're not doing it no more. Had enough of that. So after that incident, we used to do this in our playroom upstairs. We would do this Ouija board. And my baby sister, Lynn, she used to sleep in the playroom. And well, she was little, I'm trying to think how old she was, maybe two. We're 2 years apart. So after we started doing the Ouija board for, I don't know, maybe a year, I don't know. She was telling my mom that she was seeing ghosts in the playroom. And she would swear up and down she was scared to sleep in that playroom. There was something in there. So at the time, I was sleeping in the bedroom with my older sister, Joanne. I was sleeping in the room with her. So my mom tells my sister, Lynn, that she can sleep in the room with Joanne and we'll switch. And yours truly, I get to sleep in the playroom. And I was like, oh, this is great. I was like, oh, no. So we switched. And after we switched, I never saw any ghosts in that playroom. I never saw any ghosts. But when I was in that playroom and I would sleep on a cot. I didn't have a bed. I'd sleep on this cot. And the atmosphere would change like around 2 in the morning. And I could tell the atmosphere changed. And it was strange. But I never saw any ghosts, but I knew there was something there. And sometimes I would cover my head with the blanket because I was so terrified. This went on for a while because I slept in that playroom from the age of about 4 till I went downstairs and got my own room when I was 13. So I was in that playroom for a long time. But I never really saw it. Well, the only thing that I saw the one night, my sister Gail saw too, was this, I saw it one time, I saw a big white bright light by the chimney. There was this chimney by the steps. And I see this big white light, and I'm like, what the hell is that? I saw it a couple of times. And, well, the other thing that I used to hear, like, a lot of noises or sounds in the closet, which was right across from me. And my baby sister said she would hear noises in the closet, too, that was in the playroom. And I was not opening up that closet. I would never open that closet up. Oh, I forgot. Okay, I'm looking at my notes here. I forgot when we first moved to Cleveland, we lived above this store, and down the street, like someone wasn't too far from us. Down the street from us, there was this big, huge dirt field. It was probably maybe 2 minutes down the street from us. It's a highway there now. Me, my brother, and my older sister, we used to go down there and ride our bikes and play in this big, huge, I'm telling you, it was a huge dirt field. And like I said, it was very close to our house. And we'd go down there, we'd ride our bikes down there. What was happening down by this dirt field was people were seeing these ghost lights. And after a while, people started calling them UFOs, and there was always three of them. So, you know, a couple times or more, me and my brother and my other sister, we'd go down there and we would see them. And we thought they were the neatest thing. They were close to us, too. We would look at them, we'd be laughing, like, oh, look at those ghost lights. Well, those aren't ghost lights. Those are UFOs. They're calling them UFOs, you know. And I was like three. My brother's like six. My sister was like five, four. But after a while, I would just go down there with my brother. We'd be on our bikes and we would go down there. Almost every time we went down there, we saw these lights. There's three of them. They were like a light yellow. They were huge. They were probably 100 feet from us, I think. They were that close. They were like right there. Riding our bikes, and they're like, hey, look at those lights. They would be hovering too. They were hovering probably about 30 feet off the ground, I think. They'd sit there and they would hover. And me and my brother didn't think that, you know, we were in any danger. We thought it was neat, you know. Hey, cool. Look at them UFOs. But anyway, the one time we went down there, my mom told us we could only be down there for maybe 15 minutes tops. Okay, I'm surprised you let us go down there. So the one time we go down there, me and my brother, we were just about to leave. So my brother's like, we start running to our bikes. I don't know if he said, let's run to our bikes. Or we started to run to our bikes to leave. And next thing I know, I see this big flash of light, bright flash of light. My brother doesn't remember this, but I see this flash of light. It happened in like 3 seconds, or it was quick. And the next thing I know, I'm standing in this round oval room and I'm facing the big dirt field. There's windows and I see the dirt field, and my brother is on the opposite side of me. He's to the left of me, frozen, and I thought he was looking at me. Why am I seeing the dirt field out there? Where am I? What the hell's going on? And I go, Willie, his name was Willie. I'm like, Willie, he was frozen. Like, come here. And he wouldn't move. And I'm like, hey, come here. He would not move. He was frozen. The next thing I know, somebody had come in and took him. I don't know what it was. And then something came and took me. And then the next thing I remember, we are running for our bikes again to leave. And I'm thinking in my head, didn't we do this already? I thought we were riding home. I thought we were on our bikes riding home. In my mind, I this is what I thought we were doing. I'm thinking in my head, why are we running to our bikes again? I thought that this is just really strange. So we go home. We're trying to get home right away. We get home, and my mom was so mad and upset. She was beside herself, and we come home, and she right away started yelling at us. She's like, where were you guys? You guys have been gone for 2 hours. 2 hours has only been 15 minutes. Like, we were at the dirt field. And she's like, no, you guys have been gone for 2 hours. I'm like, oh, those UFOs, these little ghost lights. And she's like, she turned pale white. I remember she's like, what? I was like, oh, yeah, we saw those three UFOs that are always there. And she's like, oh, my God. She says, you are never going down to that dirt field again. That was the end of that. And we were upset about that because we had a lot of fun going down there. And I don't remember when we first moved to Cleveland, we lived above this store. I don't remember anything happening at the house. At this store, I just remember something happening when we went down to this dirt, big, huge dirt field. Then we moved to West 48th. That's when things started happening there. And I never told my parents. When I got my own bedroom, that's when things more started happening. When I got my own bedroom, when I went downstairs, then in the playroom, I don't remember very much happening there. One of the first things that happened was Okay, my bedroom was off to the living room. It was the living room, my bedroom on the left-hand side, and the front porch was right there. And I had a window in my room. I saw these red lights around my window. I would see them all the time. There'd be two on the top, two on the right, and two on the left. And my mom and my brothers and sisters saw it too, because I would tell them to come in my room. I'm like, what are those lights? Like, what is that? You know, and my brothers and sisters, they didn't know what it was. And I didn't know what it was, but I would see these lights a lot around my window. And I told my baby sister this, and I said, I think those were the aliens' eyes, because they have red eyes. But I don't know. I'm like, I think it was them. And she's like, what would happen at night? I said, well, with the lights, I would sit there and I would stare at these lights. I would be sitting up looking at my window, staring at these lights. But I don't remember anything happening. But I would stare at them till I would fall asleep. But the next thing that I knew, I would be laying in my bed. But I don't know how I went from sitting up to laying in my bed. But I would stare at these lights all night till I fell asleep. So I'm guessing they were probably hypnotizing me or something. I have no idea what they were doing. But I saw those lights a lot. So I had witnesses to that. But nobody knew what they were. So anyway, the one thing that they would do too, which should have been a dead giveaway, is they would drop me off in my kitchen a lot. Now, how I remember this is because I would be sleeping and then the next minute I'm standing in the kitchen. And the kitchen, okay, where the kitchen is, there was a bathroom to the right side. It was catty corner though. I'd be standing right next to my bathroom, and then there's a dining room. And then the stove was on my left side. But I would be standing there, but the way it wasn't right, because the way you come out of the bathroom, you have to walk at an angle. And I was never walking at an angle. I would always be standing right by the bathroom. And this happened at least three or four times a week. I told my sister they were taking me a lot. There's a lot of instances I'm not remembering, too, that I can't recall. What am I doing in the kitchen again? I'm thinking, this would be, like I said, three or four times a week, I think. Then I would just walk through the dining room and living room, and I would lay down and go to bed. I had no idea what was going on. Okay, the next account, this is downstairs. I have my own room again. I was just getting up for school, and my mom and dad's bedroom was off to the dining room. So her room, the dining room was before my room. It was the dining room, then their room was to the bedroom was to the right, and then the living room and my bedroom was to the right by, like I said, where the porch was. So she were always, yell in the morning, Lauren, 6 o'clock, time to get up for school. So she says this to me the one morning, Nick, and I was laying there in bed, and then I lift my head up, or I turned around or something, and I turn around, and I see this alien standing there by my doors. I had these Venetian doors that they were like folded. It wasn't a real door where you part them. I don't know if you remember those type of doors. It was standing right there by my door. I thought I was dreaming, and I saw this thing, and when I saw it, I looked at it real quick, and then I turned my head to the wall. And when my mom yelled for me to get up, this thing got scared, and it jerked, and it opened my doors up. It slid the doors open, and it proceeded to run out of the house. There was a front door right there, right by where the porch is. It ran out of the house and it slammed the door behind it. And my mom just missed it by 2 seconds. Well, this gets better. She comes out of her room and she goes, who the hell just went out the front door? Because it was just me and her. My dad had already went to work. I want to know who went out the door. Did anybody from upstairs, you know, your brother, your sisters come downstairs and go outside? And I said, no, I didn't see anybody go out the door. And this is, it's a good thing she did this. She goes, I'm going to go see who went out this front door. You know, she's all mad. She'd be mad all the time. She goes out of the door. She goes onto the porch, and she looks down the driveway, and she screams, "Alien!" And it was just at 6 o'clock in the morning. She woke me up. I can't believe the whole neighborhood didn't hear her. That's what she screamed. I remember this. And this alien was running down the driveway. And she ran back in the house. She was terrified. I never saw my mom scared like that. She was nervous, jittery, and she was just scared out of her wit. I never saw her that scared in my life. She comes back in the house and she goes, "That was a goddamn alien." And I said, "An alien? What is that?" And she goes, "You know, those things that are in UFOs." And I said, "Okay, yeah, I've heard of that." And I said, what does it look like?" She would not describe to me what it looked like. And she's like, "How did that thing get in our house? What was it doing in our house?" And I was, "I don't know." And she didn't put two and two together, or maybe she did, and she didn't say nothing to me. Maybe she knew something. I don't know. She wouldn't reveal anything to me. And but I had no idea what she was talking about. Going to school that day, when I came back from school, she was still scared, terrified, and shaking. And I didn't bring it up to her. And I was thinking, "Oh, you're still scared because you saw that alien thing, whatever that was." But I didn't say anything to her because she was really terrified. And she was trying to figure it out all day. I could see her mind going. She was trying to figure out what it was or why it was in our house, or, you know, what it was doing. What did it want with us? I don't know.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, including the network you're listening to right now, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Okay, I'm going to fast forward to some of these events. They're kind of strange. So, okay, this one account I had, I woke up, I was in this like dentist chair. I was leaning back and I heard this popping sound like in my nose or something. So I thought, "Well, you're probably going to laugh at me when I tell you this." Because what I saw, these like robot things, they were on the right hand side of me. They looked bronze. There were three or four of them. Kind of looked like the Tin Man is what they remind me of. It didn't see their faces. I saw them all the way up to the shoulders. I hear this popping sound in my nose. That's what, like, it was like woke me up and kind of stung. And that's all I remember of that account. Some of these accounts I don't remember being taken, and I don't remember being brought back. So this one, I was in a chair. Okay, the next account, I am sitting on this like bike, like a futuristic bike or something. I'm sitting there, and then these two alien-looking women come in the room. They're, you could tell they're like, I don't know, alien, human. And they came in the room, and I immediately got scared, really scared of them. And this one, she said, why are they always so terrified of us? And then she proceeds, she right up to me, and she puts something in my mouth. It's right on my face, and my eyes are like, you know, saucers, and I was really terrified. And I was like, "Oh my, don't touch me." She puts this thing in my mouth, and then she puts this lid, covers me up with this lid, come over top of me. And then I get this euphoric feeling when I was in this contraption. And that's all I remember about that. I don't remember being taken or being brought back home. I don't know what the point of that one was. I have no idea. Okay, so the next thing, I don't have these in order. I just have these written down as I remembered them. Okay, so the next thing is my younger sister's house, Gail. I was at her house. This happened after I had my daughter. She's 5, and then I had my son. He was a baby. And I was staying with her because I was in the process of breaking up with my son's father. So I was staying with her for a while. What's strange about this account is we were not the night before, we were just talking about UFOs and aliens and, you know, them taking people. And my sister says, oh, sometimes they'll do surgery on you and they'll leave all kinds of blood on your pillow. And, you know, who knows what they're doing. That's all we said. And nighttime came and we went to bed. And this happened. And I didn't tell her everything that happened. We didn't talk about it till like 35 years later, which is crazy. We never talked about it. We only said a few things after what happened. When I was sleeping, I had this feeling that there was something in the house, in the living room with me. I got mad and I was scared, but I got mad because my son was sleeping there in his bassinet. Then I started to ask questions in my mind and I was saying, who's here? Who's there? And this alien answers me and he says, nobody's here. Go back to bed. And I said, there's somebody here. You just answered me. And he's trying to deny it that he didn't say anything. And I said, don't touch my kids. Whatever you do, don't touch my children. Don't touch my son. Because he was just a baby. He was only like maybe 5 months old, I think. I know they were there all night because I felt them there all night. And I couldn't open my eyes. So I told my sister this 30 years later. I said, I tried to open my eyes all night and I could not open my eyes. So we get up in the morning. My sister, she comes in the, I was sleeping on the sofa too. She comes in the living room and my daughter was sleeping on a sofa too, but it was in the next room after me, but it was right there. It was, you know, there were two sofas and she was sleeping on the one closer to the front door. So my sister comes in and she goes up to my daughter and she goes, oh my God, what the hell happened? And she picks up the pillow, Nick, and it was full of blood. And my daughter was fine. There was no blood on her, nothing. But there was blood all over her pillow. And me and Gail just looked at each other real strange. She took the pillow. I don't know. She threw it out. What she did after that, we said nothing. I can't believe I didn't tell her what I was feeling that night and what I thought that was going on. We didn't talk about it till like 35 years later. She was surprised when I told her what I thought had happened, but I don't understand that. But there was a lot of blood on that pillow and we never had the blood tested. I never took my daughter to the hospital. I didn't even think to do that. I don't know why. But that house that she had lived in too, I don't know if this had anything to do with it. The living room where I was at, there was this small room off to the living room, this real tiny little room. It was all painted black. And she told me she rented this house. She told me the people that rented the house before her used to do seances or something in this black room. It was a little room, all the walls painted black. And I was like, what? But that gave me the creeps. And I was in her house for a couple months and I was always on edge with this room. So I have no idea if that had anything to do with it or not. So I had moved from there to another apartment and I had some things happen in this apartment here. The one thing I remember, this should have been a dead giveaway. This happened towards the morning. From out of nowhere, I shot down from the sky. I shot down to my bedroom. But what I remember is my landlord lived upstairs. I passed through his apartment, his one bedroom, to go down to my bedroom. And I shot down from out of nowhere. I thought I was dreaming. I'm by my bed, and I see my body laying there on the bed. And so I was like in ghost platform or something. I thought that was a dream. That was a clue for me, but I don't know. I think part of me didn't want to believe that something was going on. But I had a lot happen when I lived at this house. For 1 year at this house, I kept seeing ghosts. I saw a number of ghosts for like a year. I kept having strange things happen at this apartment I lived in. And then the one night, I was laying in bed, and then out of nowhere, these lights came shooting through my window. There was about, I don't know, five, six of them. They were like a light green color. And they were all over my wall to the right side of me, moving around my wall. And I'm laying there like, what the hell is this? I don't know what it was. And they were there for probably, I want to say 10 minutes. Might have been under 5 minutes. And then in the corner of the wall, like where the walls meet, the crease of the wall, I saw this picture of space. It looked just like space. And they all shot into this picture of space I saw. They all shot into it, and then it disappeared in a couple seconds. And I was like, oh my God, what the hell was that? They didn't say anything to me. They didn't talk or nothing. They were just all over the wall. So I have no idea what that was about. That was really strange. Okay, this dream, this is a short one. This dream, I woke up and I was laying down. I was laying on this gurney and I opened my eyes and there's this alien standing to the right of me. It was a big, big, tall alien. And I said to it, I'm like, what the hell are you supposed to be? And he said, I am what you call an alien, but I'm not an alien. I'm an angel. And I was like, you're an angel? And at the time, I didn't believe in angels. And I said, you're not an angel. And I blacked out. And that was the end of that. That's the only time they've ever told me what they are. With this one alien. He said, he's not an alien. He's an angel. At the time, I didn't believe in angels, but I do now. And the place I was at was real bright. But all I saw was this alien. I didn't see anybody else or anything. Okay, so I have a few of these few things that happened in Hawaii. These are not in order. I moved to Hawaii in 2011, and right after I moved to Hawaii, strange things started happening there. It was about 3 or 4 months after. Me, my daughter, my son, we see a UFO, and this was during the day, but it was only like 7 o'clock, so it was still light out. We see this UFO, and the neighbors saw it too. I'm not sure, but it was pretty close. It like showed up out of nowhere, and it was sitting there hovering, and it was flashing. It had like red, green, and yellow lights, and it was just sitting there hovering. And my son he was terrified. He's like, Mom, I'm getting scared and I'm nervous. But I never told him that he doesn't know I'm an alien abductee. I never told him. That was the first UFO that we saw. After we had seen it, me and my daughter went inside and my son's like, I'm going to stay out here and see how long this thing sits here. And I was like, I told him, I said, don't stay out here too long. He was outside and he said that thing was out there for at least an hour. It was sitting there. And I was like, wow, that's a long time. What was it doing? He said it just faded out. It faded away. I was too scared. I wouldn't stay out there when I saw it. Me and my daughter ran in the house, so it was sitting out there for a while. The next incident in Hawaii, after we saw that, me and my daughter, this was at night. This is in my bedroom, and in the bedroom I slept with my granddaughter. We had these bunk beds. She slept on the top. This one night, we were looking out the window of her bedroom, and my daughter said something before I said anything, and she's like, Mom, do you see those two black objects in the sky? This was at night. It was really dark. There was one on the right and one on the left of the window. And I said, yeah, I see it. I see you seeing this too? She's like, yeah, one right there and one right over there. To the right and to the left. They're like egg-shaped. Every time I tell her that something's a UFO, she would deny it. she'd be in denial. I don't know why. And I was like, no, those are UFOs. And she thought that they weren't. And I said, yes, they are. They look like UFOs to me. They're trying to hide. The next incident, I'm just going off the top of my head here. I was laying in bed and I started to fall asleep. And I have this strange dream that I'm on the ship and I'm standing there and I saw this like big, huge apparatus 15 steps away from me or 20, maybe. I don't know what it was. But then this alien thing started talking to me, but I couldn't see it. And I said to this thing, I said, why don't you come down from where you are? Because I can't see you, because it was like bright lights to whatever this construction thing was. And I said, why don't you come down and so I can see you? So this thing comes down, and I kid you not, this is the only round one I saw. It was round, completely round, and at the one side, it was his head. It had a long head and a neck. I don't know what it was. And I said, oh, you look like a jello mold thing, I said to it. And then it came, started to chase me. It started running, and I got scared, and I started to run. And then it was going, like, back and forth, trying to, like, walk. And it caught up to me, and it touched me, and it electrocuted me. And my body is convulsing. Then I wake up, and I'm convulsing in my bed. My body's all shaking in my bed. I don't know. That was bizarre. Okay, so this is still Hawaii. It's like around 2012, I think. I was not expecting this at all. I was sleeping. I was in a deep sleep. I'm laying there. I was sleeping on my stomach, which I usually don't do. Anyway, I'm sleeping. All of a sudden, somebody touches me on my left shoulder, and I could feel three fingers touch my left. And when they touch me, it burned and it stung. And I'm laying there, and this thing says, it goes, like that. And I at first I was in such deep sleep, I didn't realize what it was. And I lifted my head up, and then I hear this pop, pop, crack, crack, crackle, popping. It was so loud. I can't believe that my granddaughter, she's sleeping on a top bunk now. I can't believe she didn't hear it. Daughter and her husband were sleeping in their bedroom was close to my. So anyway, I was just all groggy in my sleep, and I didn't even realize what it was. And I, stupid me, I put my head back down, and I faced my face was facing towards the wall. I don't know why I turned my head that way. And then somebody touches me again on the same shoulder. Three fingers touch me again. And he says, law. And it sounded just like a robot. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to turn my head around real quick. Once again, I heard this pop, pop, crackling, real loud pop, crackling sound. And I turned my head, and it was gone. And, you know, I would think it wanted me to see it, or it wanted to say something to me. I don't know. Okay, this is Hawaii, too. This happened right as I got there in 2011. And what happened that night, this is what I recalled. Okay, I was on a ship. I woke up, but everything in my mind was black. There was no real consciousness, you know. So when I woke up, the one thing I know is when you're conscious, like black like that, that means you're in surgery, because I've had 9 surgeries. So I know this blackness just overtakes your mind. That's what I woke up to, like it was all black in my mind. And I thought, something's going on. Something's happening here. So I was laying there, and then all of a sudden I start hearing this buzzing sound. And I'm thinking, the hell is that? Okay, I fully woke up. The ship I was in was dark. This is the only time. And I smelled sulfur, and it was humid. It was dark. It was humid. I smelled sulfur, and I was laying on this hard, flat table. very uncomfortable. I turn my head and I see these plants on this ledge sitting there. And from a distance, not too far, I see these four aliens. They were tall. They were really, real big. And they had black cloaks on. And they were looking into this thing, this tall thing they were looking into. It reminded me of the these old Pac-Man games. I don't know if you remember them from years ago. They were looking into this screen. They were all nodding their heads, follow them, and then they leave the room. And then I'm looking over to like the left, and I see it looked like a panel. There were seats. There were seats there too. What I saw was this panel, and it looked, I don't know, it looked strange. I'm laying there, and I'm trying to figure out where I am, and stupid me, I get up off this table. Well, I sat up on the table, and I jump off this table, and I'm thinking, oh, I got to get out of here. I don't know where I am. I was all groggy and everything, too. And I was like, I was not completely with it, but I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to go home. I walk down this is a small, like, ramp, a little ways down the ramp. One of them come back in the room. They said, oh, she's up. I know he came over by me. He came behind me, and he touched me on the shoulder with some wand. He touched me on the shoulder, and I collapsed to the floor. After that, that's when I remember waking up in my bedroom. My daughter woke me up. Okay, this next one. This happened at my sister's house. This is a long, long one. This was in 2010. This was in Medina, Ohio. And I used to go to my sister's. I lived in Cleveland. I used to go to her house and I would visit like for the weekend or something, or maybe a week. But when this had happened, I told my nephew, Lucas, what was going on, and he believed me. He was only like 10 years old at the time, and he believed me. But prior to going to her house, I still lived in Cleveland, and strange things were happening at this house that I had moved to. I had been seeing ghosts all year. I told him, I said, so many strange things going on for a whole year at this apartment I was in. So I go out to her house, and I was telling him. I thought I was just acting strange, and I was telling him, his name's Lucas, and I said, when I was at her house for the weekend, I said, I hope nothing happens here. I just had this strange feeling that something was going to happen there. And I kept telling Lucas about it for a couple of days because I must have been on edge. So the one day we were sitting there eating dinner, and I started feeling, I just started feeling weird. So I go to bed. I'm laying in bed. And I'm sleeping, as a matter of fact, I was sleeping on my mom's old bed. This was after she had died. My sister had her bed. So I was sleeping on her bed. And I was sitting there listening to Coast like I normally do. I had my radio sitting there. All of a sudden, this is close to 2 in the morning. The radio, the sound of the radio got really low. And I'm laying there and I'm thinking, why is the volume going down? Well, the next thing that I know, I'm laying there and I get electrocuted. This whole, my body was, my arms flung up in the air. The next thing that I know, spirit or my soul popped out of my body. And I jumped out of my body and I was sitting at the edge of the bed, the left side of the bed, where the nightstand is. I was sitting there like in ghost form. And I'm turning around and I look and I'm like, why is my body sitting there? I'm like, did I just die? What am I doing sitting over here? And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at my body, marveling at my body. I'm looking at myself. I must have just died. I turn my head, Nick. I see red, orange, yellow, diagonal lights, bright lights in the window. I was seeing the red, orange, yellow lights all through my life. At this point, I was 47. I see these lights, and I keep staring at them. And then all of a sudden, I feel this gravitational pull pulled me up because all of a sudden it was dark and I knew I was not in my bedroom. I get pulled up to the ship, and when I got up into the ship, I hear a clink, loud clink. Okay, and I'm standing there. There's a gurney. So I didn't see any aliens, but they were there. But and one of them said to lay down on my left shoulder. It touches me with this wand, and then I am in physical form. And then over me, there was this blue sheet, so I couldn't see anything. But I felt these hands on the right side of my leg and the left side of my leg, all down, both legs, I should say. I felt these little hands on each side, but I didn't see them. They roll me down this hall. They take the sheet off of me, and they shot something in my left leg. Something shot down from the ceiling in my left leg on the top. And then this other apparatus thing, robotic thing, it came up to my right knee and it punctured my side of my right knee. And I had a scar there for like, I don't know, 3 years. It wouldn't go away. And it would sting and it would burn. It was like a round red spot. It took a long time before it went away. The other thing they did was they told me to lay on my stomach, and I turned my head to the right, and the alien said, no, turn your head to the left. So I turned my head to the left, and he took a big, huge needle, and he did something behind my ear, which hurt like hell. I don't know what he did, if he put an implant in there, took one out, I have no idea. But after that, I had a red bump that me and my daughter discovered behind my ear. Then after that, they brought me back down to the bedroom. When they brought me down, and I'm laying there, and then the volume on the radio started to turn up. And I was laying there. Was that a dream? Was that real? What the hell just happened? Then in the morning, I was sitting on the edge of my bed, and I was thinking about it. All these memories came flooding back in my head. I couldn't believe it. I've only told a handful of people that know. Not everybody in my family knows. When we first went to Hawaii, we lived there from 11 or 12. Then we moved to Kansas. As soon as we got there, we saw this UFO. I saw one out of my bedroom, the front of the house. I saw it out of my bedroom. It was, if you could see, UFO 100 feet away. It was pretty close. But it was just the white light. And then we started to see it in the back of the house where my daughter's bedroom was. So I don't know if it was the same UFO or if it was two different ones. But that was the first thing that we saw, was that. This was in the kitchen. The one thing that I saw, we were putting the groceries away in the kitchen. And the kitchen table was by the windows. But as we were putting these groceries away, and I turned my head, and I wore glasses. In the corner on my right, I saw this black thing sitting at the table in the chair. It was as black as the same thing that I saw when I was a child. It was just sitting there. I saw it twice. When I moved my head, I saw it at the corner of my eye. I thought I was seeing things. Like, I thought it was a shadow person. You know, it was like shaped like a person, but I didn't see any features. It was all black. I didn't see no face on it. It was just completely black. And I don't know how long it was sitting there after we put the groceries away. I was terrified, and I didn't tell anybody that I saw it. So I don't know how long it was sitting there. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what it was. The next incident that happened, this is still in Kansas. Next incident that happened, the one night I went up to my bedroom. I don't remember what I was doing. It was still kind of early, and I'm looking out my window because my blinds are open. I'm looking out the window, and I'm staring at the two houses across the street from me, And above the houses, I kid you not, about 30 feet above the houses, is sitting this triangle UFO. And I'm looking at it, and it had a one light on the right side, and then I saw it turn its light on the back where it points. So it had two lights on. And I call my daughter, and I call both my granddaughters in the room to look at this. They come in, and my granddaughters are nonchalant. They were little. They didn't know what it was. It's just sitting there. It didn't hover. It didn't make a sound. Nothing. And I called them in to make sure I had witnesses that I was seeing this. I was seeing it. And I was just floored. And it turns a third light on the left corner. So now with the third light on, it completely looks like a triangle above these two houses across the street from my bedroom, just sitting there. And I was contemplating on telling, should I go tell these people that they got a UFO above their house? I was like, no, I better not tell them. It might disappear. They won't believe me. That was that incident.
That's wonderful. Laura, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that for our listeners.
Okay.
Take care, and we will speak soon.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, bye-bye.
That is all for this episode. Keep updated and connected with the show on X, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you have an encounter that you'd like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me via the contact page on my website at ufochroniclespodcast.com. A big thank you to Laura for sharing tonight, and thank you all for listening. I will be back next week. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.